not open it that bad.
That's what it felt like on Monday. That's what it felt like on Monday when I took care of all this.
Oh, I see.
Well, thank you, everyone, for coming. I wanted to thank Prof. Rosenzweig for giving me a lot of time. The two-hour guideline did not really apply to our meeting, so I really appreciate it. And Rav Wiederblank and all my chaverim who helped me learn this topic, specifically Noach and Shua, and Rabbi Ike and everyone else, and my chavrusas. So thank you so much. Today I want to discuss the sugya of Moser Pesach and some of the major questions and issues that come up in the sugya. Namely, there's a switch that a Moser Pesach undergoes from a Pesach to a Shlamim at first glance, and I want to focus on how that works. How does something which has such a distinct identity as a Pesach, it's such a unique karbon, and it kind of flips, and the Dovr Amar Darsheni, how does that work? Number two, I want to discuss Akira, the different views in the Rishonim, how that works, before Pesach, after Pesach. Number three, I want to discuss the Zman Achila of the Moser Pesach, which will shed light on our first two questions. And number four, ultimately, I want to discuss the relationship and the nature of the connection between the Pesach and the Shlamim. A good way to begin our Hakdama is to begin with the Rambam's Hakdama, to Seder Kodshim. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, source number one, writes a very absolute statement. He writes, "V'ein b'torosinu karban b'shum panim lo karban yachad lo karban sibor zulasi echad me'ele hadal minim o kulan." There is no karban in the entire Torah, whether it's a karban yachad, karban sibor, that is outside of what he said as the four karbanos. Why I read the second line first is to show you something. So he says that chatas, asham, ola, v'shlamim, those are the four. Nothing but the four. But if you look, there's three extra words that are very confusing here. Oh, hadoma l'shlamim. So the Rambam told you there's nothing but these four categories, and then he throws in a line, the ultimate categorizer, the Rambam, oh, something doma l'shlamim. What is something that's doma l'shlamim, which is the fifth category, not the fifth category, it's a four, it's within shlamim. What is that category? I found this diuk in the Minchas Avraham, Hashem the Griz. I don't know where he says it himself, but that's where I found this diuk. So we're going to discuss, perhaps he is referring to the Karban Pesach, or a Moser Pesach. We will return to this Rambam at the end of the Chabura, and hopefully we will all have an opinion about what those words mean. Don't presume to be the arbiter of the ultimate explanation of these words, but it's definitely, again, Dover Omer Darsheni. So let's go over some of the basic dinim of Moser Pesach, and then we're going to get the ball rolling. So source number two, we have the Mishnah, the beginning of our Masechta, Zvachim Daf Beis Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Kol ha-zvachim shenizbichu shelo l'shman k'sherim, elu shelo alu l'balim l'shem chova, chutz min ha-pesach v'achadis ha-pesach bizmano v'achadis b'chol zman. So the Pesach bizmano is pasul, if you shecht it shelo l'shma, and it's not, right? Other karbanos are kosher, v'lo alu l'shem chova. So Rashi there says that ha-pesach bizmano, pasul, shelo l'shmo, kol zman shechitaso, dehainu michatzis hayom, right? That's a discussion there. We heard a little bit about it from Tyler. Avol kodem l'chein, v'achru mikan, kaimulon, de-pesach b'shar yimos ha-shana, shlamim hu. But if it's before the time of the Pesach, it's before Yudalid, before it's Man Shechitaso, according to Rashi here, and Achru Mikan, then if you sheft it, Rashi says, it's a Shlamim, and it has all Dino Kishlamim. And the question is, well, how does this shift happen, right? You shecht a Pesach, we're going to get more involved with Akira and how this works, but if you shecht a Pesach, Kodum Zmano or Acher Zmano, we're going to get into Shelo Lishma, what exactly happens, what happens, and what do you need to be Oker the Shem Pesach. But Rashi says that it's going to be a Shlam. So that's one halacha. So what is a Moser Pesach, right? We just said the words, the Moser Pesach, or Pesach B'Sha'arim Rosh Hashanah. What is it exactly? So Rashi on Daf Ayin Pesachim gives a simple formula. He gives us Bein Shehifrish Pischo, source number 4, V'Nischaper Ba'acher, V'Acher Kach Nimtzezeh. So first, the option of a Moser Pesach is you were Mafrish a Pesach, you lost that Pesach, and then you were Mafrish another one, because you lost your original one, and then you find another one. So what is the status of that original one that you were Mafrish? And the question, so if you find it, what is the status of that karma? That's the first type of Moser Pesach. And the other case is if you were Mafrish Ma'os Lepischo, you set aside money for a Pesach, and then he says it's Chal Kedushas Pesach HaKulon, and if you have extra, if you bought the actual animal for less, then the extra money has a din of a Moser Pesach. Now, when I first learned this halacha, and we saw some of it, later on Daf Ches and Daf Tes. So the question is, when do you find that animal? I just want to acknowledge my father's presence. Thank you so much for coming, Abba. We just started, and my father is one of my role models, and especially his love of learning. And I really appreciate that he made an effort to be here. So thank you so much. when did you find this Pesach, and also when are you shechting this Pesach? Some of the general questions that we mentioned in the beginning should be emphasized here. I'm going to do something somewhat a little unusual. I'm going to jump to a different sugya and use that as a foil to answer some of our basic questions and show how it's different, perhaps, than a Moser Pesach. So, seemingly something absurd is happening here, right? We said it's Pesach is becoming a shlamim. There's another concept of a karban that shifts to a different identity, and that is an ashem shenitek l'ri'iyah. So an ashem shenitek l'ri'iyah comes up in a couple places. It comes up on Daf Hei in Zvachim. It comes up as well in Psachim. So let's discuss for a little bit the ashem shenitek l'ri'iyah, which shifts to an ola, or perhaps shifts to an ola. So source number 5, let's do source number 6. The Gemara talks about the din of an Oshem Shenitek L'Ri'iyah. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Oshem Shenitek L'Ri'iyah V'Shachtu Stam Kashal Ola. So if you have an Oshem Shenitek L'Ri'iyah, which means that either the Bialim died or they already achieved their Kapara with something else, so if you Shecht it Stam, so it is kosher as an Ola. So the Gemara then challenges the view of it says Alma Ksarba Lo Bayakira. Since we say that it automatically you shechted it stam, it automatically shifts into an ola. So the Gemara says that sounds like we hold you don't need to be ochre the original shame of the asham. Ihachi ki lo nitak nami. So then why do you have to do a nituk? What's a nituk? A nituk is you give the animal to a shepherd. Why do you have to do that? To let it graze until it gets a mum? Why can't it just automatically become an ola? So the Gemara says here, Gezeira la'acher kapara atu lefne kapara. There's a discussion in Mishonim, if this is a din derabanan, deraisa here, it's clearly a din derabanan. But we say that because we're afraid you're going to take your asham, you're going to shecht it as an ola, and that's a problem, so we say, we want to make sure that you do something, do a tangible action, and we make sure that you give it to a shepherd. We're worried that you're going to shecht it lifnei kapara, so therefore even after kapara, we say you should give it to a shepherd. Then the Gemara says that there's a problem from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said on Ayin Aleph, it's talking about a case where you shechted a carbon Pesach, and you found that there was a problem. So the Gemara said that there's a case where shechtu v'node shemashchu b'ayam es yadam, o shemesu, o shenitmo, pater mipnei sheshacha birishos. So the Gemara, there's a Tosefta on that Mishnah, which adds a different case. It says, V'tonia la b'chol. That Gemara was talking about a case of Shabbos. The Gemara says, "V'tani lo bachol ki haigamna yisarif miyad." So the Gemara then challenges what we just said, and the Gemara says, "E amri bishlam boy akira." If we just said that we hold that you need an akira, so high pesachu became the less lay bailim, havile psul begufo amtulach yisarif miyad. So the Gemara says, why are we saying that you need an akira? This is a Pesach, and we said if it has a problem, so we said that you have to be yisarif miyad. Why have to be yisarif miyad? So the Gemara is, first of all, what comes up over here is the Gemara is explicitly comparing an Ashiv Shinitit L'Ri'iya and a Moser Pesach. So that's number one. And the question is, how, in fact, does the Gemara understand that an Akira of an Ashram Shindid L'Ri'iya and a Moser Pesach, why would they work the same and why would they work differently? So Rashi explains, it's interesting, Rashi explains over here, in source number 8, that what is the Nituk of an Ashram Shindid L'Ri'iya? What does it accomplish? So Rashi says, that it uproots the Shem Oshem when you give it to the Roeh, and then comes Tamil Ola, then it is fit to be a carbon Ola. But if you don't, so he says its Stama is not to be an Ola. In source number 9, Rashi tells us that in fact this is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We know that there's a din that Chatas V'Oshem, he says, Mishnah Chaper Ba'acher in Takana Lezeh V'Gabi Chatas Hilchasa Gemirila, and he says V'Oshem Gemiri Hilchasa Shebechatas Mesa Kol Shebechatas Mesa V'Oshem Roeh. So we don't find such a din by a Moser Pesach. We know that there are other pesukim which we'll get to soon, but this is a special din by an Ashram Shinid L'Ri'iya that has a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But the Gemara is comparing the two. Why? What is the Gemara's assumption that Akira should work the same way by an Ashram Shinitik L'Ri'iya as it does by a Moser Pesach? It sounds like from Rashi that the Ola is a new track, right? You have to uproot the Ashram, you have to do an Akira, and then it's a new thing, it's the Ola. There's a Meiri which says this similar along the similar lines. He quotes different Girsos, source number 10. The Meiri says there's different opinions, different Girsos in this Gemara. The Gemara goes through a certain amount of stages. The Gemara eventually rejects that read and then of Rav Huna Merav and then brings it back. And the Meiri says that based on these different Girsos, he says, at the end, he says, V'kol shelo asukein, if you don't do a nituk, according to all these different opinions, it is pasul. And therefore, it seems pretty evident from those we've shown him that you must do a nituk. And there are different views in the Rishonim about how the shift works from an Ashram to an Ola. The Ritva and others say differently what I'm going to present, but I want to present at least one view in the Rishonim on how the Ashram Shindig L'Ri'iya works. So the clearest source, really, of the difference between an Ashram Shindig L'Ri'iya and a Moser Pesach is source number 11. The Shidu Mukubetes in Timura, in the Hashmat of David Ches, source number 11, he writes the following. There's a general question we have to ask when we're talking about a Moser Pesach, a Pesach B'Shari Moser Hashanah. When you shecht it, we're going to get into if you have L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Shlomim, but if you shecht it, is that, if it transfers into a Shlomim, is that an Isser Shinei Kodesh? So, seemingly not, right? If you accomplish your Akira, if you did what, you know, seemingly the halacha is, you shechted it, it became a shlamim, so seemingly you did what you had to do. So is there an iser shinei kodesh? The Shidu Mukubetzes says right over here, when it comes to a Ashram Shinitik L'Ri'iya, he says black on white, he says, davi ola im hikrivu Ashram pshita the over, the kol mishana bekachim over mishum motzi v'zecha tishmor. So it's not so pshita to me, but it seems to the Shidu Mukubetzes, at least in this perspective, in this school of thought, that an Asham does not have a Shem Ola until you're Menatik. Once you move over to the Ola stage, Once you did the nituk, and now it's a shame ola. And if you shechted it, if you shechted it as an asham, you were over an isser of shina kodesh. Now we're going to discuss Pesach and kind of the parallel case. Perhaps Shua pointed this out to me. The parallel case of by Moser Pesach would be a Pesach Bizmano. If you shecht the Pesach Bizmano, l'shem shlamim, is there an isser shina kodesh? So we're going to get to that hopefully at the end of the chabura. But yes, Ike, yeah. Oh, that's a good question. However, I mean, I guess you would have to say that because otherwise, it would, you know, maybe you'd have to say that. I don't know. It's an interesting question. If it's only if nituk is a derabanan, your question is, so then you really have an asham. You just had to do something to make sure that people aren't going to just shech their ashams as olas. And then, right, I hear your question. Right, I hear your question. I don't know. I would imagine that the shita is assuming deraisa. Yeah, I would imagine that. Yeah.
When you say the opposite, that if you don't do that, that riyah is not deraisa, then it changes me'ela.
Right.
So it's automatically an
ola. Oh, okay. I hear.
Right?
Yes.
The taisa is something more right. That sounds like it's rabbanon because you're lobayak.
Yes. Right. Could be. Yeah. I hear that. So either way.
What
yeah.
Does the change? If nothing, that there will be no need for change, and deraisa changes.
Well, what? Yeah, but Avi, I mean, how? I mean,
the old level.
If you
will,
I don't
know,
but then I don't understand the shita. Then why would there be a shita kodesh?
Because it's already an old.
It's automatic and old. But what was the impetus for that shift? What happened?
It's most Russian.
I know, but at what point? Meaning, you were our mechaper with a different carbon.
Right.
You had your asham. Let's say you lost it. Let's say something happened to it. Whatever.
Okay.
So that shifts lo by akira. If you're lo by akira, you got it. Okay, that would be that. I think that makes the most sense.
It
automatically.
It's avera for me to go back and make.
Yes.
It's
right. Yes. I noticed a lot of different opinions in the Knesset Rishonim. There's a lot there, but I'm only using it as a foil for Moser Pesach. So we can discuss it, but just for time's sake, I think that this is a very strong source to show that an Ashram Shinei Degleria, at least according to the Shita, is an absolute change. It shifts from being an Ashram to an Ola, and if you try to shecht it as an Ashram, you are in violation of Isser Shina Kodesh. And we have to ask the question, when it comes to Moser Pesach, that becomes a Shlomim, if you shecht it L'Shem Pesach, we know, we're going to see soon, it's kosher. It's kosher. We're going to talk about the difference, L'Achar Zmano, Kodem Zmano, but L'Maisa, it doesn't seem to be there is an Isser Shina Kodesh. La'achar Zman, Kodem Zman, doesn't seem to be there's a problem. We'll discuss Bizman. So these questions are all brought up by Rav Mordechai Ilan in Torah Sekodesh. So he actually asked the question point blank. He leaves us with a Tzarek Ian. He says, Misvara yish l'chalik bin Moser Asham dekarev ola l'bin Moser Pesach dekarev Shlamim. Where this is a heavy line, we're going to get to this soon, that he wants to say there's a big difference between an Asher Shinidik L'Ri'iyah and a Moser Pesach. A Moser Pesach, Mitchila, every carbon Pesach has Kedusha Shlamin built into it. What's its proof? The Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Carbon Pesach, Perek Dalet Alachates, thank you Noah for helping me find that. The Rambam writes that if a non-Jew who's Bala Hiskayer is Mafrish Karban Pesach, it works. Whoa. That's a very interesting raya. This is a lot. This Rambam is discussed in the Achonim extensively how that works. The Rav Ilan wants to bring a raya from this Rambam that the only way that it worked was because it had a Kedusha Shlamim before. It had a Kedusha Shlamim from its initial Hekdish, from its inception. It had a similar it had kedusha, ke'ena shlamim, however you want to understand it, and therefore the non-Jew is allowed to be mafresh the Pesach only midin its kedusha shlamim. But he says, and this is what I wanted to highlight. What we could get back to that question about the kedusha shlamim mitchila soon, but I want to highlight what he says at the end. He says, "V'yish la'ayin b'mishanim b'pesach bizmano l'shem shlamim im over belav de lo yaktish kedin mishanim b'kodshim." And he ends off with the Tzarek Ian. He's not sure. He's not sure if you shecht a Pesach, l'shem shlamim, on Yudal and Nisan. He he's not sure if you're over in Esrei Shina Kodesh. It goes so far. The Kedushas Shlomim that a Pesach has goes so far that Rav Ilan is not sure if that would yield us in Esrei Shina Kodesh Bidyud Dalet. I'm saying it very dramatically. We're going to get back to this, but it begs the question, what exactly happens to a Pesach on Yud Dalet, and what happens to a Pesach after Yud Dalet? Yeah.
And this is a step further from...
This is a step further.
This is
sure. Yes, Bizmanim, yes, correct. The Shita was just talking about...
Yeah?
So, that's an important question. We're going to have to see if the assertion of Rav Ilan, of the Ketchilas HaKdoshan, if that's going to stand. We're going to have to see this question of Shina Kodesh. We're going to have to reassess. But just to open up the sugya, I think it's a very important important question. Okay. Johnny, looking like you're a little confused.
What's the case here? The Pesach was changed
on it? On Yudal. On Zman Shchita? It doesn't... He's not sure if... Let's say you have a Karman Pesach. It's kosher yosher, it's good to go, and it comes as either however you pass in Zman Shchita or Chatzos, whatever it is, and it's good to go. What do? You shecht to L'shem Shlom. He's not sure... You're saying that's the first... Right, that's...
It's definitely possible.
It's definitely possible. No, let's clarify. Let's clarify something. It's definitely possible. You definitely did not accomplish a Pesach. The question is it just possible, or did you, or were you over in Esrei Shina Kodesh? It may not be full. Again, this is the question. It may not be a Esrei Shina Kodesh because
it's a separate din that Pesach wasn't shechted.
Yeah, you may have been again. Maybe you did something wrong with your Pesach. Maybe it's not a good idea. But again, he doesn't come out with a maskana. I'll show you my cards. I think you are over in Esrei Shina Kodesh. We're gonna talk about that. I don't know why he's not sure. I mean, I know where. We'll see. We'll see why he's not sure. But I think in fact you are over in Esrei Shina Kodesh. We're gonna get to that, Rav Leib Malin, at the end, hopefully. It's a shame. Okay. Yes. Sorry.
I don't know if it's a Kodesh from the Shita, but it doesn't say the normal Esra of Shina Kodesh. It says most of a repetition one. So we have
Abiyam Sakabura.
So it is interesting he's saying over Mishal Motzis.
Yes, that's true.
So I don't know if you can be back on that. I don't know if you generally wouldn't say that as the Isra for Shina Kodesh. It would be interesting to see if it was a different.
You're saying specifically for Asher B'Shina Kodesh, it may not be the most absolute proof because he's not invoking the regular change of a kachem. Right,
yeah,
I hear that.
I don't know. Something to
in a way,
that.
That's even more surprising. Because I
said anything, but I never said it all. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting. Right. If according to however you understand the Hafrasha, if the Hafrasha is part of the Hakrava, it's an interesting test case. Okay. Okay. Let's move to the regular. Now that we've dabbled a little bit in a different sugya, and I may have confused you, let's go back to our regular limud and zvachim that we are familiar with: daf ches, daf tes, maybe a little daf yubeis. We'll see. And let's learn some of the Gemara. So the Gemara, source number 14, the Gemara Masechet Zvachim, Ches Omid Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, Pesach Bizmano Lishmo Kasher, Shelo Lishmo Pasul, like Johnny's saying, what are you talking about? It's Pasul. You shechted Shelo Lishmo on its Zman, it is Pasul. Now what we want to focus on, B'Shari Mos Hashana, Lishmo Pasul, Shelo Lishmo Kasher. Minon Mili, how do we know this? So, Amar Avod Shmuel, Amar Krav Imatz Minatzon, Karbano, Lezevach Shalom Lashem, Dorabba Minatzon, Yehi Lezevach Shalom Yem. The Gemara eventually tries to say Klal Upon a Klal, the Gemara rejects it, the Gemara learns it out from a Riboy, and the Gemara says that we know this din from Im Minatzon. Wanted to highlight a Rashi here. Rashi says that Shachtu Kodim Chatzos Pasol. Rashi only talks about one option of Pesach B'Shari Mos Hashana, and I think Rabbi for this Ha'ara, the Gemara also assumes that it's Kodim Zmano. If you notice, only later on Daf Tes, the Gemara introduces the din of Avr Shnaso and Avr Zmano. So for some reason, it's not so clear to me why this is the case, but and then we're going to see this in the Shita in a moment, it seems like the Gemara assumed that we were discussing Kodim Zmano on Daf Chesam Abiz, and then the Gemara shifts on Daf Tes, and we're talking about La'achar Zmano. That seems to be the flow of the Gemara, and the Gemara kind of fits in the different psukim into that. Another important point, if we're talking about Kodim Zmano now, is Tosfos, source number 16. Tosfos write that a Pesach Kodim Zmano requires Akira. The Pesach B'Shari Mos Hashana Shlomim V'Shlomim Mishnei Pesach Kashachim. The man d'amar d'is le lo boyakira. That's the girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes. I'm sorry, I quoted the wrong Tosos. I'm sorry, no, the first line. Ahainu kodem apesa de boyakira. Yeah, exactly. So the beginning of the Tosos said that kodem zmano you require in akira. Kodem zmano, if you have a pesach, it's you gimel and you want to shecht this as a shlamim, if you require to shecht it l'shem shlamim. Now that's the bolded line. Here we go. So the Tosas say another thing, which is very important, that they write that the Pesach B'Sharim Mosar Shana Shlomim V'Shlomim L'Shem Pesach Kashachit. That it Avul Acher Kach Lo the Pesach B'Sharim Mosar Shana Shlomim V'Shlomim L'Shem Pesach Kashachit. If you shecht a Pesach La'Acher Zmano, if you shecht it L'Shem Shlomim, you are L'Shem Pesach, you are shechting a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, and it is kasher. So Tosus writes, there's a distinction between Konim Zmano and Acher Zmano. If you shecht a Pesach, L'Shem Shlomim, a Konim Zmano, L'Shem Pesach, or you shecht a Pesach, a Shlomim Acher Zmano, L'Shem Pesach. Tosus writes, there's a fundamental distinction. Konim Zmano, you need an Akira. L'Acher Zmano, it flips, it becomes a Shlomim. It becomes a shlomim, and you shechted. What you did is you shechted a shlomim l'shem pesach, and like any other shlomim l'shem pesach, it is kosher. The Shita Mekubetzes also says a similar thing that that a shlomim a moser pesach kodem zmano always requires a akira. Source number 18. That l'kuli alma. That's what Tosus the Shita writes. L'kodem zman de boy akira l'kulei alma. That everybody is going to say that a Pesach kodem zmano is going to be a requires an akira. So what? Let's ask a question. What exactly is the difference between kodem zmano and acher zmano? Let's think about that as we read the Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Beis, moving to Daf Tes. So the Gemara, just to summarize, can't go through the whole thing. But the Gemara has three different psukim. A couple of things that come out of the Gemara. The Gemara highlights, I bolded some of these points, that the Gemara highlights the parallels between Shlomim and Pesach. The Gemara highlights that it's that a Shlomim and a Karban Pesach are both Necha L'Chol Adam. The Gemara says that they're both Kachim Kalim. But you should know, one should note that the Gemara does not talk about this Zman Achila, which we're going to talk about upcoming soon. It doesn't say anything about this Zman Achila. That's an important point. We know from Zvachim Lamed Vav that this Zman Achila is different, at least according to Tosfos. Tosfos proved that a Moser Pesach is the same as a Shalmei Pesach, and therefore the Zman Achila is going to be Yom Achas V'Layla Achas. Whereas the Shlomim, we all know, is in L'Shayom L'Alachas. So the Gemara doesn't note that distinction. Or perhaps, we'll see soon, there may be a different view in the Rama. So the Gemara ends with three different psukim. The Gemara ends with three different psukim. Well, Tosus adds in a fourth case, but three different psukim that have four cases. We have Avr Zmano V'Avr Shnaso. It's past the Pesach, and the animal's too old. Over his mano v'lo over his shnaso. The Pesach, it's past Pesach, and the animal's not too old. Then we have lo over his mano v'lo over his shnaso. It's not past Pesach, and the animal's not too old. So it's kodem zmano. And then the Tosus added a fourth case, which is that the animal will be too old by the time Pesach comes. And Tosus write an important line there in source number 20 that has a Torah shlamim alav. Now, there's something missing from this Gemara, which is, I think, it screams out at us when we, now that we looked at the sugya in about Ashram Shnita Gluriya. There's something missing from this Gemara, especially that we saw Tosus write that Kodem Zmano needs an Akira L'Kuliyama. That is Akira. Akira does not make an appearance in this blot, blot and a half. Where is Akira? Akira, you need Akira, you don't need Akira. So the Rishonim fill us in. But the Gemara makes no mention about uprooting the Pesach, making it a Shlomim. What happened? Why isn't it there? So the Shita on Daf Tes picks up on this. The Shita picks up on this, and let's read this together. This is an important one. The Shita writes, source number 21, Ela Tlosik Kroi Ksivi. That's where the Gemara conclude. We have three Pesukim. Chad Lekodim Zmano. One is going to be before. Venir Lefarish Dekro Dele'el V'imenatzon Mayri Bekodim Zmano. And that's what Rabbi pointed out as seemingly the Pashas in the Shaga Bataria there. And he writes, V'lahi Bayakira Kidde Preaches Le'el. That the Shinu Gemara said that everyone's going to agree that before Zmano, since it's Roi to be a Pesach or a Shlomim at that point, it needs to be Ne'akar. And Tosus then the Shita Megubetz then says that we learned that out mi kena prat o miriboy umiot avol incha kroi mayri laachers mana. But these psukim are talking laachers mana. V'lo mishdame minayu deboy akira. But we don't say anything about those psukim requiring akira. Ela mishdame minayu de legamri avu shlamim belo akira. That's a heavy line right there. The psukim that are referring to la'achar zmano, after Pesach passed, you have this Pesach, it showed up at your doorstep, you already shechted a different animal. After Pesach, doesn't need an akira, and he says, l'legamri avu shlamim, it's a shlamim completely. That's a heavy line, we're going to get back to that soon. But let's focus on the question, what happened to akira? So now that seems to be, if you were to just read that, it seems to be, it's a blatant proof for the Ba'al Namar of Lo Boy Akira, right? But that doesn't seem to be what the Shita Megubetz says. The Shita Megubetz says, L'man damar de la'akar zmanu nami Boy Akira. So there is an opinion out there in Shas, not mentioning this Gemara, who's going to have a really hard time with this Gemara, because this Gemara doesn't say anything about an Akira. He says, what's that man damar going to tell you? He's going to tell you, Yolif lo mikodim zmanu. Just like everyone agrees, it's a davar pashit that kodim's mano, if it's right to be a Pesach or a Shlamim, it's got to be Nakar. That's what we learn, the din of la'akar's mano, you need an akira. That's very weird. That's very strange. We just spoke about a little bit that kodim's mano and la'akar's mano are very different. We just said that kodim's mano needs an akira. So the fact that we're saying that la'akar's mano is learned, the akira that the mandamru says, boy akira, is going to say, you need an akira. La'achar zmano was learned out from kodim zmano. It's very strange. It's very difficult. It's much more obvious that kodim zmano you need an akira, because you're right before Pesach. It has its potential to be a Pesach, and you got to uproot it. But la'achar zmano, you have no potential to bring a Pesach anymore. What are you going to do? It's past the zman. Very strange that you would be able to learn la'achar zmano that you need an akira from kodim zmano. I'm going to try to answer that question at the end of the Chavura. I don't know if I have a full answer, but I'm going to try to answer that question. And the Ma'adamar of Lobe Akira is golden, right? The Gemara doesn't mention anything about Akira. You're going to have to say something for why. Kodim's Mano, we don't mention anything about that. But it's not such a big problem, because, okay, so, I don't know, deal with that. But the silence is a lot more difficult for the Ma'adamar of Boy Akira. Because you can't read the Gemara properly. Okay. Now I want to jump to a Machlokas Rashi Tosos, which make an appearance in Pesachim about this very question. Yes, I. Open to hearing any interpretations, because this question I don't feel so confident. We'll see. I'm going to try to answer, but this, if you have an answer to that question, I'm all ears. No.
Or is it clear?
Oh.
That Korim's mana is a cure from Pasuk? She didn't ask her. She was
right.
Asking,
Mana
Omer
is
a cure. Ah, where did
Korim
come from in the
Pesukim?
Well,
right. Where did Korim's mana
come from?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not so clear. It sounds like the Shita is saying. It's a good point. I mean, what is the Shita saying? We learn it out from there. I mean, is it,
where did that one
is it a Svara? Right, exactly. Is it a Svara? Mm-hmm. Is it from the Pasuk itself?
You would argue that it's coming from Lezeva, that it's shechted for Ezeva, that's Oker, it's Shlomim. And she's pointing out, like you noted, that's the only part of the Shabbat that doesn't mention that it's a Moser Pesach, which is why he's saying it's called Mzman. So the pasuk that the Gemara brings, v'imen atzon kavron v'zevach, the only pasuk that indicates that it needs to be
v'zevach,
is kufr not referring to Moser Pesach, Ivra Shnasa, Ivra
Abrisman.
That would be the source for this.
But only the filaman da'amar of Boyakira.
Only...
Right?
No, even potentially for the man da'amar lo Boyakira, even the man da'amar lo Boyakira could agree that kufr mizmano requires...
That's what he's arguing, but I thought Ike's asking, how does he know that? Isn't that your question?
I'm just asking, where's the source
for
Kodim
Zmano? Good. It seems like it's the Shita made it up. I mean, I don't know of any... Tosos say that.
No, you were saying that Zmano, meaning
I'm just saying
assuming that it's only Kodim Zmano and not for anything else. The Shita's, like Shmuel's reading it, it's silent on Daf Tes the entire way through when it comes to
Achers. Yeah.
Only Kodim, well, it doesn't even say Kodim Zmano, but only on Chesim Bez is it quote this Pasuk. So Shmuel's noting that the Chiddush is that it's the Pasuk is only saying it for the Shita's insisting that this Pasuk is only for Kodim Zmano. It's not for anything that's the Achers Mano. It doesn't apply to Tesim at all.
The Imen Atzon, the Gemara...
No, not really. I mean, it always says, according to the Mano Chalek, that the Pasuk is that's the Pasuk for Lifnei Zman. It doesn't...
The Pasuk...
For Lifnei Zman. It doesn't really make
right,
clear
this
is, that, you know, what would be the date of the Pasuk. Well, he just says you'd equate them. It's not
right,
clear
right.
You'd equate them because you'd read the Pesukim differently, or...
Yeah, that's
or because
what,
you would,
right.
Which is what bothers you.
Yeah.
That even if you still retain the view that the pasuk is the source for before, that you don't need it for after.
Exactly.
That's what troubles.
Yes, that's what troubles him.
It's not 100% clear that that's what he means. I mean, what he says earlier is according to the view that there's a discrepancy.
Correct. Right.
So there's a discrepancy. So then you read the pasuk as the makor for the before. If there's no discrepancy,
right.
So maybe he would have read the psukim that they're makor, that the makor apply, that they apply to both.
Correct, right. I thought
me, which
no...
bothers you, which is a good, still a question, is can you derive l'achar from lifnei if there's a pasuk for lifnei and there's no evidence for l'achar? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure if he was saying it as a pasuk because he says for the other opinion.
Right, it's just not clear.
It's not so clear.
There's a lack of information.
I would say it's not so clear to me.
On this second line.
The second line.
Zman and Ami Bayakira, Avagav Lamuchach Miach, Lamuchach Mikroi, Mekom Yok Yolif Mikodim Zmano. From the Kroi or?
Yeah, from Svara.
The
absence
of, right.
I wasn't, it could be.
So it's Svara, so it just means that you're assuming, according to that Mandamar, that it's never Mimela and you always need an Akir. I mean, it's against what he said before. Right, that legamri avishlamim
without an
akira.
Right.
So he'll say, oh, it's a transformative kind of thing. Maybe this view is the view that it's a transformative thing, more like ola and asham. Therefore, for sure, you always need akira. That would be
misvara. Misvara, if you hold legamri shlamim.
So the pasuk
always
teaches the pasuk is teaching you about the lifne, isn't just teaching you. You know, because it's still the option of Pesach, or et cetera, et cetera. It's teaching you that this is like the pattern of Asham and Ola. Namely, it's a fundamental transformation. And as a fundamental transformation, it always has to have an Akira. It doesn't matter before or after.
That's a Svara.
Because it doesn't matter. It's not about its options. It's about the gap between what it was and what it is. That would be the Svara idea. Or that the Psukim, who happen to be mentioned, know, or more muchach on lifnei, but there's no reason not to apply them to both.
So just summarize what Rav Rosenzweig said. So it's not so clear if the Shita Mekubetzes is saying a svara or learning it, that it's from the psukim. If you want to say he's learning from svara that you would need an akira, that would perhaps place him in the school of thought that there's a shift, fundamental shift between a pesach to a shlamim that would maybe again fit with the fundamental shift that we saw in the Shita and Temura of Asham Shnei Degli Re'iya. The other reading of the Shita is that he's actually saying this is a Gzeiras HaKasev here, like Rabbi was saying, the Zevach Shlamim, the Imen Atzon, right? The Zevach Shlamim, which tells me that you would need an Akira Kodim Zmano. What's troublesome in that view, in that reading of the Shita, is that how do we know that La'achar Zmano is different? And he says, we learn that out from Kodim Zmano, the Filaman de Omar of of Lo Boyakira. I'm sorry, Boyakira. Yeah, so just it's not so clear. I admit this is not a clear Shita Mekubetzes, but I think one thing we can take out of it is that we aren't sure what. Well, two things we can take out of it. That heavy line that he says, the legamri avu shalmin below akira, that's, again... That's
if you have the discrepancy.
If you have the discrepancy, yeah, exactly. That after we move from kodim zmano to la'achar zmano, it shifts completely. If you hold by akira kodim zmano, that's a very important takeaway from that shita. And for our purposes, we want to understand, just generally speaking, what the difference...
And even then, yeah, you would wonder whether kodim zmano, which needs an akira... needs an akira to accomplish that same goal, or maybe it doesn't even accomplish that same goal.
Maybe it doesn't, right. Maybe it functions differently.
With his formulation, which is sharp and clear, is still about la'achar zmano,
right,
which doesn't need an akira. So you could say that, but that's what the akira does in lifnei zmano, which is that there's more options, but it still establishes, you know, a legamri, you know, status. Or no.
What's still left to be?
Issues,
yeah, a few issues that need to be just to summarize that still need to be ironed out is if in fact there's a switch, and if in fact we are going to say that kodim zmano requires an akira, like the Shita Mekubetzes has said explicitly on Daf Ches and Tosfos there, if we're going to say there's a discrepancy between kodim zmano requires an akira, you need to be okerit, and then la'achar zmano does not. So we have to, what needs to be ironed out is what. Is there an akira that is accomplished there? Does it happen in Mela? Does it work differently? Is it not an akira? How does that work? Right? Okay. All right. So moving on to the Gemara, the sugya Pesachim. So there's an important sugya Pesachim, Samach to Samach Gimel, where the Gemara talks about the iser, the lav of shochet Pesach al chametz. Right? The pasuk is lo tishchar al chametz tam zuchi. So the Gemara discusses that Isser Lav in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, source number 22. So we have a machlokes if you're shochet as a Pesach al chametz. We have machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that a Pesach be'arba asar lishmo chayiv v'shelo lishmo pater. So the Gemara then talks. Then we have another case in the Mishnah. But the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Bimoed lishmo pater." Bimoed means after Yadalid. If you shecht after Yadalid, then it's then you're if you shecht to l'shem Pesach your pater. Shalom lishmo your chayiv. Another this is a little bit dicey. Noach said it's a wicked shavutari. So we have to keep in mind a couple of things here. So number one, we have the Isser Lav of Shochet Alachamitz, Lo Tishchar Alachamitz. So, and then we're going to talk about Shalom Lishmo and Lishmo, and then we're going to talk about Akira. So let's just read it again. So sorry, I'll read it again. B'moed Lishmo Pater. If you sheft the Karban Pesach on Tesvav Lishim Pesach, you're Pater for the Isser of Shochet Alachamitz. Shalom Lishmo, you're Chayiv. Why is that? So Rashi explains that if you do a shechita ru'uya, if you do a kosher shechita, then you're going to be over the iser lav of lo shishkar al chametz. But if you don't do a shechita ru'uya, then you're not going to be. You're going to be over on a different lav, but you're not over on the iser of lo shishkar al chametz. So Why is it a shechita ru'uya if you shechted it shelo lishmo? Because again, a Pesach b'shayim mos hashana is a shlomen. So since we're holding it on tesvav, we're talking about la'achar zmano. You see the connection right away here. So we're talking about la'achar zmano. You shechted it l'shem shelo lishmo, not l'shem Pesach. It is a shlomen. It's a shechita ru'uya, and you were over the iser of lo iser of lo tishkar al chametz. The Gemara says in source number 23 on Daf Samach Dalid, so the Gemara says, we see from here, Taima d'shelo lishmo, we see if you shechted it l'shelo lishmo, hastama pater. But if you shechted it stam, you didn't have in mind to shecht it l'shem, like shelo lishmo, let's say l'shem shlamim, Hasama Pater. But if you just shechted it, you got up there, shechted it, Pater on the Isra of Los Ishchad. Am I? Pesach B'Sharim Mosh Hashanah, Shlomim Aveh. Shmas Mino, Pesach B'Sharim Mosh Hashanah, Boya Kira. The Gemara has a raya to the Mandamar that holds you need an Akira from the fact that we said if you shechted it Stam, you in fact are not shechting it with an Akira. Right? If you shechted it L'Shem Shlomim, you have an Akira. If you shechted it if you don't have an Akira, it is not a Pesach B'Sharim Mosh Hashanah Shlomim. And it was just a puzzle Pesach. It wasn't a Shechita Ru'uya. That is how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi, source number 24, Kol Kam Dulo Akar Shem Pesach Minehu Pesach. And then Rashi understands that we're asking from the Resha. From the Seifa of the Brisa there. So Tosos, source number 25, asks a very obvious question. So Tosas, do not read the Gemara this way. Why? Because Tosas says, we were medayik ubimoe lishmo pater shelo lishmo chayiv, and then we said, okay, shelo lishmo you're chayiv. What about stam? Be pater. Okay, that's a great idea. But we have the same idea in the Resha. So Tosas asked that question. Tosas asked the same question in Yuma as well, and they read the Gemara totally differently. And they say, no. The question of the Gemara is as follows. Tosfos say that the question of the Gemara has to be this way. Goresh Rabbeinu Tam Hachi, Lishmo Amai Pater, Shlom Lashem Pesach Keshachit. Why is it Lishmo? Why are you Pater? Because you should be Shefting a Shlom Lashem Pesach. So why are you Pater? And then the Gemara says, oh, Shema Mino Boyakira. What does that mean? Pirush to ilu boyakira afilu shachar lishmo kosher de shlomim mishim pesach kosher. So Tosus here say that la'achar zmano, the Gemara is bringing a raya that it should be we should say boyakira because of the fact that if you shechted it shelo lishmo, it's we want to know why are you putter for the shechita. It should be shechita ruuya. You should be chayva lo sishchat al hachametz. So why exactly? What would Rashi say to Tosfos' question? It's a very strong question. How would Rashi explain the Gemara? Why the Gemara chose to only be medayik from the Seifa? You can be medayik exactly the same way from the Resha. So Rashi in Chulin, there's a parallel Gemara in Chulin. We have a little Chulin here. The Masechta, the Yeshiva is learning. So Rashi in Chulin says that he learns that stama kari lishma, that he understands that the implication of stama is by definition going to be lishmo. That's his understanding, and I mean it sounds like that's stama lishma, and that's the beginning of our masechta, right? But we're going to see in a second that it must be a more fundamental question. So that's what Rashi understands, that if you shecht it stama, he thinks that the Gemara could not be medayik from the Resha, because stama is assumed by the Gemara to be lishmo, whereas shalol lishmo, the Gemara assumed to be, well, that's what it means, shalol lishmo. The Ramban in Chulin says it a little bit sharper. He writes, to answer for Rashi, that kevan shu pesach kol stama lab shalol lishmohu. Since it's a Pesach, its stoma is going to be a Pesach, and therefore its not stoma is not shelo lishmo, and therefore it was impossible for the Gemara to entertain the diak from the Resha, because the stoma would obviously not be shelo lishmo. So it's not just a machlokes about how we read this Gemara and how we learn the Shagat Tari there. There was a fundamental dispute between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos said that if you shecht a Pesach la'achar zmano on tezvav, right? Tosfos say it's a shechita ruya. It's totally, it's good. It's a shechita ruya. You're over on the Isser Lab, and it's a shlamin. Rashi could not accept such a read of the Gemara. Rashi would say, what are you talking about? If you shechted a Pesach shelo lishmo la'achar Pesach, if you shechted it L'shem Shlamim, L'shem Pesach, it will be Pasul. Rashi says this explicitly Rashi says this explicitly on in source number 24. Rashi says, "Vishaktu b'shayim Rosh Hashanah." Sorry, "Kol kam de lo'okar shein pesach v'inei hu pesach v'shaktu b'shayim Rosh Hashanah u'pasol." And the Achronim, the Keren Ora and the Teres Yaakov and Chulin, they make this point that it must be that Rashi understand is Tosfos say explicitly. Tosfos say you shechted a Pesach la'achar zmano. If you shechted it l'shem Pesach, it's a shlomim kashacha l'shem Pesach, and that's kasher. And that may fit into the, again what we said before, that there's a shift that once it goes through the zman of Pesach, it's la'achar zmano. It is shifted completely. It's no longer roy to be a Pesach anymore. That fits very nicely into that conception of how what happens on your dal. So Tosfos say explicitly that you shechted a Pesach. L'shem l'shem Pesach. And Rashi takes issue with that. Rashi says no. Rashi says that it would be pasul. If you shechted a Pesach, l'achar zmano, l'shem Pesach, it would be pasul. Why is that? Why would Rashi say that if you shechted it, it is pasul? So that is a question which needs to be dealt with. There are different approaches in the Achronim, but it seems to be that one of the simple understandings of this Rashi, Shitas Rashi, is that using, Noach's Lashon, Rashi holds that you have a play action. What is a play action, right? You could pass or you could run. So the Rashi understands that when you go through Zman of Yudalid, when you have a Pesach, which passes through the Zman of Yudalid, now there's something that you are able to do. You're able to Shechtit L'Shem Pesach, make your Karm Pesach Pasul. It still has somewhat of a Kedushas Pesach, because if it wasn't, it would be Kasher L'Shem, it would be, if you Shechtit L'Shem Pesach, it would be a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach. So it still has some level of Kedushas Pesach, which gets in there and prevents you from it being a shlomim l'shem Pesach, but you can also choose. You can run the ball. You can also make it a shlomim. You can choose to do an akira. You can be ochre the shem Pesach, and that's fine. That's fine. That seems to be the way that the Achronim understand Rashi. And again, this requires understanding. What in fact is this play action? Like, is it a Pesach? Is it a shlomim? What happened? Okay, you need an akira, but if that's true, so then it needs an akira. How can you shechtu? What happened to the Kedushas Pesach? What happened to the Kedushas Shlomim? We have to understand why would Rashi say, number one, why would Rashi say that the Kedushas Pesach stays, which is what the Karen Ora argues. But why would that be? And number two, if it stayed, why in fact do you have an option to make it a Shlomim? What happened here? So hopefully by the end of this chabura we will answer that question. Let us move to the Zman Achila. The Zman Achila of a Moser Pesach is going to unravel some of the issues that we've been dealing with, and that it will hopefully clarify some things for us. So, like we mentioned before, the Zman Achila of a Moser Pesach based on the Gemara in Zvachim Lamed Vav, Amid Aleph, source number 38, according to Tosfos in source number 39, is the same as the Zman Achila of a Shalom Haba Machmatzah Pesach. It's all one thing. It's all the Laila Yom Achas V'Laila Achas. So that seems to be different than a Shlomim. That's a problem. Let me explain what I mean. According, we just presented a Machlokas Rishonim. Let's summarize what we saw so far. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, if La'achar zmano, there is still Kedushas Pesach. According to Tosos, we would put that in the camp of, let's say, the Shita and Tosos. There's a flip. L'gamri have a shlomim. It doesn't need an akir la'achar zmano. It is completely a shlomim. If you shed l'shem Pesach, that is a kosher shlomim. Congratulations. According to Rashi, you shechted l'shem Pesach, it's pasul. There is still Kedushas Pesach that has remained. Now, according to Tosos, we have to ask the question, why is this zman achila different than a shlamim. We know a shlamim is just shnei yam nayla achas. If in fact this is a pure shlamim, like we saw in the sheet, legamri avu shlamim, the lashon was such a heavy, such a absolute language. If it's legamri avu shlamim, the Gemara says the chol dinei shlamim, right? It's one of the drushes we said the chol dinei shlamim smicha. But why is this manachila different? That's a very important question. Another problem for Tosos is the Torah's Kohanim. Can't give this chabura without mentioning the Torah's Kohanim. It's a very important source to understand how the Kedusha of the Pesach and the Shlamim are related. So let's read the Torah's Kohanim, and we're going to see how it's problematic for Tosus, and we're going to also analyze how it will shed light on our question. So the Torah's Kohanim, source number 40, writes the following, based on the drasha from Im Keves L'Rabbos Pesach Shavar Zmano. So the Gemara says, once we learn that Pesach Shavar Zmano, La'achar Zmano, by the way, note that the Girsa of the Torah's Kohanim is different here than our Gemara, because our Gemara says Avra Shinaso. The Gro makes this point on the Torah's Kohanim. So they're here, it's Shavar Zmano. And once we learn that, it says that you need smicha, and the nesachim are the same as right? Tenufas chazav shok. Avo einon ne'achalin ella liyon v'layla. Ella, right? What's the ella? It's like, it said, the Torah's Kohanim said, we learn from here, it's exactly like a shlamim, it's exactly like a shlamim. It says, oh, no, it's not like a shlamim. Ella, it's a hard ella. Ne'einon ne'achalin ella liyon v'layla kitchilas hekdasha. Like its initial kedusha, it is only eaten liyomechad v'laylachas. And then Benazeh says, "Einu nechal el b'layla." It cannot be eaten by yom. Again, we're talking about on a tesvav tezayin yud zayin. Can't eat it during the day. Strange. We're going to get back to that. V'einu nechal el tzli, and it can only be eaten roasted. Now, this is a very important text here. But before we get to the tochen of it. For Tosus, this is very difficult, right? Tosus said, it's a shlamim, it's a shlamim, it's a shlamim, it's a legamri shlamim. We saw that in the Shita. It's a problem for Tosus in the Shita. What is Tosus going to do with this lashon that it's eaten l'yom v'layla? Kitchilas hekdashon! Kitchilas hekdashon, the way the Brisker Rav reads this and Kedusha agrees, that means it's a Pesach. It has Kedusha's Pesach, like its original Hafrasha. If that's the case, so why in the world would Tosos? It's impossible to jive with Tosos. Tosos said it's a shlamim. Now the Brisker Rav, we ask the Kasha, a very important question. The Brisker Rav says, if in fact the Zman Achila of Yom V'Layla Achas is governed by the fact that it has its initial Hafrasha and its initial Hakdasha as a Pesach, then why is it not the same as a regular carbon Pesach? Why is it not Hatzos? So, we can't get into all the details here with all the Mishpachas, the whole Mishpacha of the Salvechik, but just a little bit. So B'Shem Rav Chaim, B'Shem Rav Chaim has a Teretz, and he says that there's a distinction between the mitzvahs, Achilas carbon Pesach, and the mitzvah of what he calls here. I'll just read the lashon. He says, one second. Ein a pesach nechel ella ad chatzos ein ze din be carbon atzmo. The mitzvah of carbon zmano layom v'layla. The zman chatzos the nitna Torah who din be mitzvah achilas carbon pesach. There's a distinction between the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, that is Zman HaChatzos, and the din, which he calls the din b'Karban Atzmo. There's a distinction between the Karban and the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. Now, obviously, this is still a Karban. This Pesach, which is Avir Zmano, is still a Karban, but it doesn't have mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Now, there's a couple of problems with this. First of all, Benazai, right? Benazai says, even though we don't pass him like Benazai, but Benazai doesn't really make any sense. Benazai clearly includes Achilas Karban Pesach, Adine Achilas Karban Pesach. He includes Tzli, he includes Isser Yom. So how do we understand the Machlokas Chachamim and Benazai if we're making this very hard line assumption that the mitzvah of achila, the zman achila of chatzos is toloi on the mitzvah of achilas pesach on chatzos, which is distinguished from the dinia hakarbon, the carbon atzma. Why would Ben Ali say that it has any dinia carbon? Why would it have an iser achilas yom? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in Chidushi HaGram VaGrid, he makes actually a more dakistic achilik. He has a more fine distinction. He says that there's really two dinim in mitzvah achilas karban pesach. There's the din in the mitzvah of the night of Tesvav to eat the pesach. He says this is learned from va'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh. This is a mitzvah to eat the basar on the night of Tesvav. This is mukash to the mitzvah of achilas matzah umar. This is distinct from the other din to eat the basar of the carbon of the carbon of the pesach. In other words, there's really, if we were to say, there's really three dinim. There's a general mitzvah of eating kachin. That we the Ramban in source number 47, the Ramban says in Hasagos in the Hasagos of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, he writes that there's a mitzvah to eat kachin. That's one thing. Then within the mitzvah of eating the basar of the Pesach, there's really two dinim. One is the din, the mitzvah to eat the basar b'layla hazeh, and that is specific to chatzos. Then there's a separate thing that a carbon Pesach remains a carbon Pesach, and that influences its status of eating the basar to the point where Ben Azeh will say that you still have some dinim of a carbon Pesach. You still have an iser achila b'ayom. You still have tzlit. I think that is the clearest understanding of the shift here and the mitzvah of the zman achila being different than a regular Pesach. And Rav Moshe also answers the kasha that Rav Chaim seemingly was closer from at the end of Besof Yomav in the Rishimos Talmidim, it says in the Griz, in Zvachim Nun Zayin in source number 49, it says Besof Yomav Chozer Bo HaGrach. Rav Chaim was chozer because it says in the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Chaf Amud Beis that it says specifically there that Nosar starts from Chatzos. I'm sorry, starts from Chatzos. The Gemara there in source number 48, it writes, HaPesach Acher Chatzos Mitame Asi Yadayim HaPigo VaNosu Mitame Asi Yadayim. He says, I don't understand if Nosar is a din in the Karban and not in anything specific to the Mitzvah Halayla of the Moed of Tesvav. Why in the world would it start from Chatzos? And Rav Chaim was closer from the Kach, from this approach. Rav Moshe, and some told me that people say this, other Achronim say this as well. Rav Moshe says, no, that is a din derabanan. That's what the Rashbam says over there. That's not the real Nosar. The real Nosar, the real Pigol, the real Dinei HaKarban is only going to be Baalos. It's not going to be Chatzos. Chatzos is special to the din of Yudalid, and that's specific to the din of, again, those two dinim that Moshe said. Within Achilas Basar, there's really two dinim. The dinim of the Achilas Mitzvah, we'll call it the Mitzvah HaPesach, and that's Mukash the Matzah. Easy way to understand it is that as the Mitzvah of Matzah is connected to that, and that's only Chatzos, that's why Matzah has the din of Chatzos. And then there's a separate din of eating the Karban Pesach, which has nothing to do with the Chatzos, which is why the Zman Achila is different. Just in the interest of time, we'll move on. There's a lot here, but I want to move on. I want to read one more source with you on this Torah's Konen, and then hopefully we'll answer for Rashi, for Tosvos, and then the Rambam, and then hopefully we'll wrap it up. Yes, Ike.
I just didn't fully understand.
Sure. Which one did we explain? Tosvos, you said?
Come back and answer one of the questions.
I didn't answer anything for Tosvos yet. Yeah. To clarify, I did not answer if Ketchilas HaKdoshon is a very, very problematic line, because generally we passing like the Rabbanon. It sounds like from the Torah's Konim, the way the Griz read the Torah's Konim, that it has some level of Kedushas Pesach, which definitely is a problem if you understand the shift to be in an absolute shift from Pesach to Shlomim. Why is this Zman Achila seemingly influenced by the Pesach. So let's thank you, Nag. Let's wrap it up. That will summarize, and then we'll ask the kasha on Tosfos. So it sounds like, according to the Griz, the mitzvah, the Zman Achila being Leyom V'Laila, is influenced, is determined by the connection it has to its original Hakdasha of its Din Pesach. The Soloveitchiks are all explaining why that doesn't move it to Chatzos. We saw that there may be two different dinim in the Achilas Basar. One is to eat it Belaila Azeh, which is Chatzos, and then there may be a separate din of eating the Karban, the Basar of the Karban. But either way, however it's not going to be Chatzos, the point is that the Zman Achila is influenced by its original, that's what the Lashon is, Ketchilas Hakdasha. It's influenced by the original Hakdasha, the original Karban Pesach, it seems like. It doesn't have the regular din of Chatzos, but it doesn't have the Achila of Ashlam, the Zman Achila of Ashlam. So that's a problem for Tosfos. So let's try to answer that question. So I saw this answer in the Kol Tzvi, a little plug for the Kol Tzvi to write your articles. Rav Wiederblank wrote this in his, I think it was his first Chabura. I picked my topic before I knew that. I think his first Chabura was the Moser Pesach, which is fascinating. So he writes that possibly we can read the words Ketchilas Hakdashim differently. We can say Ketchilas Hakdashim is, like we saw mentioned a little bit, we hinted at it, the Rav Ilan said this, it had both. It had Kedushas Shlomim and Kedushas Pesach. What does it mean that it has Kedushas Shlomim? What Kedushas Shlomim is a Shnei Yom V'Lachas. It's not. Only. So there is evidence to suggest that even a Shlomim, although it's even Shnei Yom V'Lachas, there's a mitzvah to eat the Shlomim the first day. What am I talking about? So, the Ramban al-Torah, I found this in, I think Rav Lichtenstein was the first place I saw this. Rav Lichtenstein quotes the Ramban al-Torah that says, in source number 45, I hope? 44. The Ramban understands the Pasuk in Parshat Tzav, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'anosu mi'bsar ha'zevach b'yom ha'shlishi ba'isi sarif. The Ramban says, there's a special mitzvah shiyochum mimeno b'rishon, v'hanosu mi'mikra, Yochel ben Macharis Haniskar, it's called Nosar. Even though you're allowed to do it, he says it's called Nosar. There's a mitzvah, whatever this is, it's an ideal. There's an ideal to make sure you get your Shlomim even by the first day. And the Shita Megubetzes, source number 45, says the same thing. The mitzvaso, the ikr mitzvaso, l'echo b'yom rishon. That there's a din by a Shlomim, you should eat it on the first day. Even though you have the next day, it's called Nosar. It's not really Nosar, obviously, but it's called pushing it off. And the Ravid has the most fascinating expression of this. I once heard from Rabbi Ganak, Meshayim the Rav, that if you want to see the Brisker Lomdis, the mechanics behind the Dinim, you look at the Ramban and the Ravid. That's where you really see. So you look at this Ravid in the Torah's Kohanim. Look at these Lashonos. How does it work? What's the mechanics? Well, you know, he says like this. He says, "How does it? Why is it nechal leyom v'layla? Kitchilas hakdasha pirish, nakte bechumrei shlomim bechumrei pesach. It gets both chumrei shlomim and chumrei pesach. Miu nechal beyom ubechol maichol, v'hanach nami shlomim ninhu. It's also a shlomim. V'reminan alayu kol chumrei de'ashkachan beshlomim. We heap on all the chumras that we find by shlomim. Think about in your mind." Yom Achas, the first day, which we saw in the Ramban, that it's an ideal to eat the first day. It's a chumrah. It's a, we know Shalmei Nazir also has that din. It's Nechal Layom, that we saw in Daf Lamed Vav. We throw in all the chumrei Ashlamim, the inner Nechal and El Layom V'Layla. Now look at this line. Da'ahani lahu chumrei de Pesach v'shavinu kishlamim de chamiri ba'alma. The chumras of the Pesach, it's Hakdasha of its Pesach, are going to help shift the Dini HaKarbon to the more Chomer version of a Shlomim. When I first read this, I was looking at the Knesset Rishonim, I saw this, I didn't know what he was talking about. What is he saying? That the Chomer Pesach help us to move it to Yom V'Layla? I didn't understand what he was talking about. And then I saw Rav Wiederblank, I think, explain it. He said, there's a more strict version of the Shlomim. There's a stricter let's call it a two, there's two tracks. There's two shlomim tracks. There's a track that you have to eat it liyomachas. That's what we saw in the Ramban, and actually a Shalmei Nazir does have that din. And then there's a second track. There's a different type of shlomim, or even you could say it differently. You could say that a shlomim always has those two options. The Shalmei Nazir doesn't, but this type of shlomim may have those two options. And this Moser Pesach, because it had a Hakadosha, which had the potential for both the Pesach and the Shlomim, the Zman Achila of both of them somehow mixed together, they combine and it comes out with a more chumra Zman. It's a fascinating idea. You see the Lumdis, he's trying to express Lumdis right there. That's Lumdis in words. How do you end up with a Zman Achila which is more chumra than a Shlomim? So the Ravid says that the Chumre Pesach mix with the shlomim here, and you come out with a different din. You come out with the achila of yom v'layla. So I think there is ample reason to there is ample evidence to assume that for Tosfos this is fine. We have no problem saying that it's going to be kishlomim. It's going to not need akira lachers mano. We're not going to have any problem with that. Why? Why isn't the zman achila the same as the regular shlomim? We said it's the shlomim legamre. The answer is that this is the din of a Moser Pesach. It's a din b'fnei atzmo. It had the potential to be, it had the kedusha of a Pesach and a Shalmei Mitchila. We're going to see that, it's going to come up soon again. It had the potential the whole time. And therefore, the din of La'achar Zmano tells me that it is legamre going to be a Shalmei. But that has no, there's no stira to that idea, there's no stira to the concept that it's legamre a Shalmei to say that it's din achila is different. Because the din of the achila being different is built into the hakdasha. The hakdasha leaves room for that. The hakdasha, the tchilas hakdasha tells you that it has the potential. When it shifts, it's going to shift differently. The zman achila is going to be influenced. It's going to work differently. So to summarize, we have two different shitas in the Rishonim. We have Rashi on the one hand, and we have Tosfos, we'll call it. Rashi on the one hand said that after Pesach, if you shecht the shame Pesach, it's going to be pasul. There's still a kedusha that is left. Tosfos on the other end, Meshita, say that it is legamri shlomim. We dealt with the Torah's konim. How we jive the Torah's konim with Tosfos? Perhaps it's like the Ravid that there is a built-in hakdasha that leaves room for the shift in the shlomim. And we saw this idea, which we're going to come back to again, that there's the tchilas hakdasha has both the Shlomim and the Pesach involved. How does the Rambam come out on these issues? Where does the Rambam stand? So in the interest of time, I'm not going to do a full treatment of the Rambam, but it's important to just bottom line certain points. So number one, it's not so clear. That's number one. It's not so clear. It's the Rambam attracted a lot of attention. There's a big machlokas in the Achronim. In source number 52, the Rambam writes that Pesach Shavu Shnatzu v'Shlomim Abam Machmas Pesach Harei Heim Kishlomim Mechudavar. It's a Shlomim. He's a Shlomim man. Maybe he's like Tosos. And then in source number 53, the Rambam says that if you mix together, you have a big mixture of Pesach and Shlomim, you could check it as a Shlomim. He's a Shlomim man. And then the Rambam writes in source number 54 in Ma'aser Korbanos Yud Vav, the Rambam writes that a Shlomim Nechol B'Yom V'Zvicha B'Chol Halayla, and he writes that you can eat it the next day. And then he writes all the exceptions to that Zman Achila. But what he doesn't write is the exception of the Zman Achila of the Moser Pesach. He tells you there's a Toda, that he says a lot of different exceptions of this idea that he said that it's a Shlomim of Kachikalim is Liyom V'Shneyam V'Laylachas. He does not mention the exception. And the number one Hashmata of the Rambam, if you want to know, where does he talk about the din of the Zman Achila of the Moser Pesach? He does not. He doesn't mention it. He doesn't mention it at all. So the Minchas Chinuch and others, the Tzlach, they want to claim that the Rambam paskins that the Zman Achila of the Karban of the Moser Pesach, in fact, is like a Shlomim. It's L'Shnei Yom V'Laylachas. It's L'Gamri Yashlomim. L'Gamri Yashlomim, he takes what Tosfos said and goes even further with it. It's not that it's going to be like a Shlomim, but then the Kedusha of the Pesach mixes with it and then it becomes out like a different din. It's L'Yom V'Laylachas. He says, no, it's Mamish Yashlomim L'Gamri. Now what about his view on Akira? Does the Rambam require Akira? That would also tell us a lot about his understanding of the shift, L'Achar Pesach. So this is debated in the Achorim, the Lechem Mishnah, and the Ketzer Mishnah think that he does. I'm not going to get into that. But one clear and absolute reading of the Rambam emerges from source number 59. Source number 59, the Rambam writes, Hashochet es ha-Pesach b'chutz afil b'shayim os ha-shana b'in shelo l'shmo chayiv. You're chayiv for shechitas chutz. She-ha-Pesach b'shayim os ha-shana shlomim hu. The Rambam comes out and says, no distinction in the Kodim's mano, no distinction in the Acher's mano. He comes out saying, Meister Kabonis, Yudches, Yudbeiz, it is Mosar Pesach, is a Pesach B'Shayim Mosar Shana. Doesn't mention Akira, doesn't mention Kodim's mano, doesn't mention Acher's mano, no distinctions. The Rambam just says, a Pesach B'Shayim Mosar Shana is a Shlomo. There is a lot of discussion about the Rambam in Karban Pesach, Perek Dalet, Halach Gimel, where the Rambam writes that you're... that in a case where you're shachtu and then you find out that the bailim were mashbi yadayim or they die, he says yisharf miyad. Why is he saying yisharf miyad? Lechem mishnah, the chesem mishnah saying he's saying yisharf miyad, not that you can check it as a shalman because he holds that it doesn't in akira. And then they get really mixed up. The Karen Ora says any move on. He says tarchi and gadol. He says all these lashonos. I have no idea what the Rambam is talking about. I don't want to take that approach. I want to take the approach of the tzlach. The Tzlach writes, and this is what we're going to bottom line the Rambam with. I think that Tzlach is the most convincing and compelling, straightforward read, although there are holes. But the Tzlach writes that for the Rambam, this is source number 62. The staple's on the other side of the page, so I keep getting mixed up here. Okay, 62. Very inspiring. The Tzlach writes, Geshmak, he says, Zeh Pashut, Zeh Halacha. Psukahi, he's talking about the Gemara in Psachim Samach. Just for time's sake, I'm not going to get into it. But he writes, "Velo matzino b'shas cholak adivri rava." I didn't find in Shas. Okay, he didn't have a Bar-Ilan search, so I imagine he looked through Shas. He learned Shas. Shmak. But then he says, "Veraze chipazi velo matzasi dinze muskar bekol sefer hayad rabbeinu agadol." He looked through the entire Rambam. Great. Okay, makes me feel a little bit bad about myself. All right. He writes that, I didn't find this din in the Rambam anywhere. And he makes the point that we said a second ago. He doesn't mention anything about the din of Moser Pesach Zman Achila. He also makes the point that the Rambam never mentions if you shecht it b'shayim Moser Shana l'shein Pesach. He doesn't mention that din about being kosher pasul. He just says, flat out, Pesach b'shayim Moser Shana shlomim. And therefore, can't go into all the different points here, but the Tzlach writes that he believes the Rambam learns the last line in the page number 14. But Rambam pasach the Pesach lo boy akira v'chulim mesh shachtu b'shayim hashana afilu l'shem Pesach kosher b'shem neshlamim l'shem Pesach shachit. And then I underline and bolded on the next page l'fini has daiti mucha b'pirish haRambam shesover shemoser Pesach nechol l'shneyam v'layla echad. So both dinim, the Tzlach comes out with a very, very clear extreme position of the Rambam. The Rambam is Mr. Shlomim. The Moser Pesach, it has the same Zman Achila of a Shlomim. It's not like we said in Tosos. And he says not only that, Kodim's Mano, La'achar's Mano, it doesn't need an Akira. What? I thought we said, like Tosos, we proved and the Shita said this, we may have learned it from Psukim, we may have learned it from Svara. The Rambam, according to the Tzlach, does not hold you ever need an Akira. That's a very, very strong position there. That is a shift. If you've ever seen one. So, to bottom line, we have three shitos. We saw Rashi, there's a somewhat of a Kedusha Lacher's Mano, that it could be possible if you check with the Shem Pesach. Tosos, it's a Legamre, it's flipped, and the Rambam takes it even further. The Rambam says it's not only a flip Lacher's Mano, Lechora, it's a flip even Kodim's Mano. How does that work? And we'll ask a question on Rashi, and then we'll wrap up with Rav Leib Malan. So, let's ask a question on Rashi, and we'll bring the Rambam back. There's something that we really need to address, which I brought up in the beginning of the Chabura. What exactly happens on Yudalad Pesach? Yudalad Nisan? We said that, okay, according to Rashi, if you shech l'shem Pesach after Pesach, it's pasul. So there's a Kedusha that has stayed. But what happens on Pesach itself? Where, we know, the Gemara says explicitly, that if you shech Shalol Lishmo on Pesach, the Gemara says that it's pasul, and it says lechora you're over an iser. The Gemara is (clears Samach Omid Beis, the Gemara says, it's a question of if you shecht b'shinei kodesh, psula b'zmano, b'shinei b'ilim. The Gemara says that if you shecht it, b'zmano, you're over on an iser. It doesn't say you're over on an iser, but it says that it's possible. So the question is, why is that the case? If you shecht it a pesach shelo lishmo, why isn't it automatically a shlomim on yudal? What is the difference between yudalid and tesvav? Specifically for Rashi, seemingly you lose your option of shechting it as a shlomim on yudal. But that's strange. That's strange. According to the Rambam, we could say that, and this again, I don't have any rias for this, but Shua suggested this and Noach suggested this, and I think it makes sense, that the Rambam is understanding that there's a special connection between Yud Dalid and the Karban Pesach. A Karban Pesach always has a potential to be a Shlomim. On Yud Dalid, it loses that potential. It almost is just, it's totally, you know, it's unique din to a Karban Pesach. No other Karban has that din, that it's connected and dependent on a time. And therefore, the Rambam almost is like, it's a Shlomim, you land in Yud Dalid, it's a Pesach, you leave Yud Dalid, it's a Shlomim. That's less problematic to understand. But when you move to, and you could say the same thing for Tosfos. You could say that Akira has to be done Kodeb Zmano because it's roy to be a Pesach. But at the same time, you can shift more easily. You can shift. But then once you pass through Yudalit, which again, totally, you land in Yudalit, you don't have your Shalom option. Your Shalom option is gone. And Lachar, it totally shifted to a Shalom. It's not so difficult to understand that those, it's almost like different stages. You move from the Kodem Zmano, you have both. If you wanted to move in a Shlomim direction, you need to decide that. You need to be Oker, the Shem Shlomim. And then you Dalit land, you've lost your Shlomim option. L'achar you Dalit, it's going to be a regular Shlomim. It's a little bit hard to understand how did that Shlomim come back. But it's more problematic for Rashi. Both for Tosfos and Rashi, we have to understand, where did the Kedusha Shlomim go on Yudalit, and why does it just come back? All of a sudden, boom, you lose your option for Shlomim Yudalit, you shecht to L'Shem Pesach, it's possible. I'm sorry, you shecht to L'Shem Shlomim, it's possible. You don't obviously have an option to shecht to Shlomim Lishmo, that's why the din is very clear in the Gemara. But then all of a sudden, after Pesach, you have your Shlomim back. Very, very strange. Especially if we say, just to hammer home the point, especially if we say that there's a dual nature of the identity of a Pesach, that Ketchilas HaKdashah we saw on the Torah's Konim, that it has both options. So like, what happens on Yudalit? Where did that HaKdashah, why does it not stay? What happened to the Shlomo, and why does it come back? So, Rav Lee Malin, Chelek Beis, in Simen Vav, I don't have it on the source sheet, I apologize, I couldn't find it. So, Rav Lee Malin has a fascinating yisod, and with his yisod, I think we can answer all of our questions. So, Rav Lee Malin argues that he says it's pashut, like we asked initially. He says it's pashut that Kodem Zmano and Lachar Zmano are completely different. It's pashut. I don't know why it's pashut. It's a big question, but he says it's pashut that they're different. He also asks another question, which is our original question and our original comparison to Ashim Shinitik L'Riya. He says, is a Moser Pesach the same as other Mosros, other Moser Karban? So he says, he talks about this, the Gemara says the Rambam in Tzulim Mekdash in Perek Hei Halachates fascinatingly lists different Mosros, and in his list of different Mosros, he mentions the Moser Pesach, Moser Shlomim Shlomim, Moser Mincha Mincha, Moser Pesach L'Shlomim. He can just list Moser Pesach right there next to the other Mosros. Is a Moser Pesach just like any Moser Karban? If you have extra money, you dedicated a certain amount of money, you bought an animal that was cheaper, and you have extra money, there are dinim that happen. There are certain things. That's called a Moser Karban. Does a Moser Pesach share that same quality? Does it share that same identity? So he's not sure. He asked that question. And he says as follows. He has he gets at this from a different angle. He has a kasha on Rashi. He has a very interesting kasha on Rashi. I thought it was a really good question. I bought it. He says it's a kasha tsuma. And then I'm not exactly sure what the question is. And maybe you will help me out over here. So the Gemara in Ayin Gimel, as we saw earlier, we brushed over it, but we saw that the Gemara in Ayin Gimel compared Asher B'Shin Tzitzit Gerei'a to Moser Pesach. Let's look at the Gemara again. The Gemara brought a kasha on the Manda Omar of Boyakira. The Gemara said, again, Asher B'Shin Tzitzit Gerei'a, Shachru Stam, Kasha Lo'ola. That's Rav Rehun Amara. The Gemara said, because Amma Kasavar Lo Boyakira, Ihachi, Kilo Nitignami. And then the Gemara goes into a whole slew of answers as to what the Manda Omar is going to say. Manda Omar of Boyakira is going to say, and we end up saying we're like Yosef Ben Choni, if you shech l'shem anything, it's going to be anything l'shem Pesach is going to be puzzle. The understanding of the Gemara seems to be very pashut. The understanding of the Gemara is going to be that in our case, again, it's a case of Shabbos that fell on Yudal fell out on Shabbos. The Gemara seems to say that if you shechted it, l'shem Pesach is going to be kosher. The only reason why it's puzzle in this case is going to be because we hold like Rabbi Yosef ben Choni and the Gemara didn't give the easy answer. What's the easy answer? This is Rav Leib Malan's kasha. The easy answer is we're talking about a Pesach for Rashi. Why can we say for Rashi? This is a shachtu l'acher's manu l'shem Pesach and it's puzzle, and that's why you have to burn it. So I thought about that question. I thought it was a really good question. And then I think Noach made this point, and I thought about it, and I really don't understand his question. Again, this is talking about Shabbos, Yudal and Nisan that fell out on Shabbos. We're talking about Zman Pesach. So for Rashi, again, like we said before, Rashi's may say that if you shech the Pesach, L'shem Pesach, on Yudal, that's totally different. The Gemara is not going to say, oh, you know what we're talking about? The Tosefta of Tani Lo Bachol, you shechted it Bachol, again, the kash of the Gemara, just to clarify, I'm sorry if I jumped ahead. The Gemara said, the same halacha by chol, if you shechted it, you sarf miyat. Bachol, the assumption is that it's talking about yudalid, that's just not Shabbos. We're not dealing with the whole chattis issue. It's on yudalid nisan. So what's Rav Leib Malan's kasha on Rashi? Why wasn't the Gemara mokim the case like you hold in Shas and Pesachim Samach Dalid, that la'achar's manu l'shem Pesach? Why did the Gemara choose that case to answer for the mandamar of Boyakira? I don't understand the question. We're talking about on Yud Dal and Nisan. We're not talking about Lachar's Manu. So I'm not 100% sure what his kasha is. I don't know. That was his kasha Atsuma on Rashi. If anyone has any suggestions, I'm open to hearing it. I don't know exactly what his question is. But it doesn't matter, because what he says is amazing. He wants to prove, to answer our general questions. We had a question. The comparison of Asher B'Shin Tzitzit Gerei'a and the Gemara is very strange. Why do we assume that Kiras work the same? We also wanted to know about the Isser Shina Kodesh. Does a Pesach, a Moser Pesach, have an Isser Shina Kodesh? We also wanted to know the comparison between Kodem's Man and Lachar's Man. We didn't understand how you could possibly learn out one from the other if they're in fact completely different. One is flipped, Lagabe, according to the Tosos and the Shita, and one is totally right to be a Pesach. Maybe you need an Akira over the four and you don't need an Akira afterwards. So Rav Leib as Yisod, Rav Leib says, might as well read it inside. Rav Leib says, what we've been saying all along, he says that Be'emez Machmed Zin Pesach Kodim's Mano Kefish in Izvar B'dvarim D'yish Bo Shnei Dinim B'Hekdasho D'Shem Pesach Alav The Gam Shem Shlomim Bo Be'ikra Hekdasho. Right? He says it black and white, like we've been seeing in the Rishonim and the Torah's Kohanim. It has Kedushas Pesach and it has Kedushas Shlomim. And then he writes that on Yudale Din Pesach Grida Nifka Mimeno Hashem Shlomim Shahaya Be'ikra Dino Be'Pesach Kodim Zmano. It lost its potential to be a Shlomim. Okay. Where did that go? Where did that Din Shlomim go? He just said it has Kedushas Shlomim. He says, you lose your Kedusha Shlomim on your Yudal. So then how does it come back? Okay. He says, there's a special halacha. There's a din of a carbon Pesach that is what he calls a Moser Pesach. There's really two different types. I don't know if two different types of Moser Pesach, but there's two different dinim here. There's something that's called Kodem's Mano of a Moser Pesach Kodem's Mano and a Moser Pesach L'Acher's Mano. A Moser Pesach Kodem's Mano, because it has the ability to become a Pesach or a Shlomim, that is what we're going to call the quintessential Moser Pesach we've been talking about. That is different than an Asher B'Shin Tzitzit. That's not going to be the same. There's not going to be an Isser Shina Kodesh. It's going to be easily shifted one way or the other. And that, again, we can debate if you need Akira, but it seemingly would be we need Akira. But a Moser Pesach La'achar is Manu. Since it has no ability to be a Pesach anymore, how did it get back its Kiddush Hashlamim? I'll tell you. He says it's a different din. It's called Moser Pesach. It's a generic Moser Karbon. It's just like any other Karbon. That you have extra money, you have another Pesach. Okay, what's the din of a Moser Pesach over here? I don't know. Bring it as a Shlamim. It's a regular, generic din Moser Karbon. It's not the, we have the potential to bring it as a Pesach, I'm going to shift to a Shlamim. There's no shift. It happens with Mela. It is a different din totally. It doesn't need an Akira. It's a Moser Karbon. It's a very generic Moser Karbon. It's not the same din that we said before of requiring an Akira Kodos Mano. It's not the same din. I think he would take issue with the formulation in the Shita that we learn one from the other. I think Rabbi Leib is saying, no, they're very different. It doesn't have an ability to be a Pesach anymore. It's just a generic din. You bring the thing as a Shlomim. That's going to answer for us. Number one is going to answer for us, where did the Shlomim go and how to come back? The answer is, it's a little bit funny, it's almost like we have three stages. Stage number one, Kodem Zmano. Again, this is all within Shitas Tosos and Rashi probably. He says for sure Rashi. I think you could argue this for Tosos as well. The Rambam for sure is different. But you could say there's almost like three stages. The Rambam, there's really like just two, right? There was not Pesach and Pesach. Not Pesach, Shlamim. Pesach, it's a Pesach. For Rashi and Tosos, maybe we could argue like this. Kodim Zmano, moving up towards Yudalit, you got two potentials. We have the Tchias HaKdosh, like the Ravid said, and we saw in the Torah's Kohanim, we got two potentials. We got Shlamim going, and we got Pesach going. We hit Yudalit, trap door, your Shlamim's gone. You've got no... Yudalit happens, this is a different world. We're in a Shmos Karbon world. We're in a different world right now. This is Yudalit Nisan. Then what happens after that? We don't go back in time. We don't go to the din of Kodim Zmano. That's a totally different din. We don't move backwards. This is a new din. Stage number three, Tes Vav hits, and we're in a different zone called a Moser Pesach. It's a regular din that you bring the Karbon as a Shlamim, not because of its original inception, not because of its original Hakdasha. This is a new din. It's fascinating. It's a little radical, but this is a new din. Yes, Tyler. Right. You're saying, why would you even connect them? Obviously, they're different, right? Once we have the Chiddush, maybe. Once we have the Chiddush... Well, Tyler's pointing out, the Gemara seems... let's make the Ha'ara that. The Gemara definitely doesn't sound like this, because the Gemara easily interchanges the Drashos. The Gemara says, oh, you know, that's going to be... That's going to be for this. We're going to... It doesn't sound like from the Gemara we're dealing with a generic din here that is true for other Karbonos. Now, the truth is that this is a very radical thing. Maybe every stage needs a new pasuk. In other words, yes, I'm saying it's a generic din, but at the same time, it's a chiddush that this carbon, this one animal, Shua said, this one animal is going through so many stages. It's going to be both only Pesach, then just a it's a little bit strange, but maybe that's why we need a pasuk. Yes, Jake.
Can you say this for Rashi when Rashi held that?
Oh, so let's go back to Rashi. Very good. Okay, Gishmak. So let's bring us back to Rashi, and then we'll ask the Kasha from Ayin Gimel. And, okay, so first of all, we have to mention the Gemara that Rav Leib is drawing from. The Gemara in Tzadi Vav in Zvachim is where his Raya in Psachim is his Raya. His Raya that we have, so he calls it a Kvias Chatzos or Kvias Shchita, that once the animal is roi to be a Pesach, it goes under what's called a kviyas shchita or a kviyas chatzos. He writes the following. He says, based on the Gemara Pesachim Sadi Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara says, "Ha Pesach shenimtza kodem shchitas ha Pesach yira ad shiyistoy v'yimkov yav v'dal v'shlamim." If you find it before shchitas, the zman of shchita, there's a discussion here: is it chatzos? Is it kodem? Is it shchita? But either way, if you find it, then it's brought as a shlamim. But the Gemara says, a little bit later on, the Gemara says that if you find it on the Kviyas Zman of the Shechita, if you find it actually during the Zman of Shechita, he says that, the Gemara says that it has no din of bringing it as a Shlamo. Where is that one? One second. I'm not seeing it right now, but the Gemara says that that only kodim zmano, if you find this if you find it before the shechita, before the zman shechita or the chatzos, that's the only time that it's brought as a shlamim. So Reb Leib wants to be even die from this Gemara that we see that there's a special din once a Pesach gets to the zman of shechita or the zman of chatzos. Now, how does that help us? So he wants to, Rav Leib wants to argue that when the Gemara in Ayin Gimel was comparing Ashur B'Shinitet L'Re'ia to a Karma Sar Moser Pesach, which we saw as very problematic in the school of thought that an Ashur B'Shinitet L'Re'ia has a very absolute shift, like we saw in the Shita and Tanura, he wants to argue that the only case we were comparing there was a case where the Pesach was never Ro'i Bizman the Shita. It was never right. It was never fit to be a karma. What's the tzir? Let's say you find the Pesach after Yudal. You find it on Tesvav. In that case, the Gemara can easily compare Asher B'Shinitet L'Re'ia. Why? To Moser Pesach. Why? Because again, the din of Moser Pesach la'achir zmano is a generic din of a Moser karma. It's not like we said earlier, like the kodim zmano double dual identity shlomim Pesach. That it's not. If that was the case, you can't compare the Akiros. This is a regular Moser carbon. This is a carbon that can be compared to an Asher B'Shinitet L'Re'ia. He wants to argue that this Gemara is only comparing those two dinim. Yes. Let's say you were mafresh. Sorry.
Meaning, when you were mafresh in either, you could have brought it. But at what point?
Oh, no. Meaning you were mafresh it, then you lost it, and you never found it until Tesvav. You found this animal on Tesvav.
So it should have had, when you're mafresh, it doesn't have the first
thing? It does, yes, it did. But now, again, now that you're past, you're over zmano, so you don't have this the original, you never had a kvias. He says it's a, he brings a rye from this Gemara on Tzadi Vav. I'm still looking around for it. Sorry, I can't find it. What? 66? He says there's a special din if you find it, if you have the bialim on the kviyah zman, if you know that it happens, then it has a special status and it loses its shem pesach. So, if that's the case, if we have a din of a kviyah zman, that only when it goes through the Zman Shechita or the Kviyah Zman of Chatzos, either way you paskin, if that's the case, and you lose your ability to bring it as a Shlamit on that Zman, so now we can go back to understand Rashi. What was Rashi talking about? Rashi was talking about, this is his Chiddush, I showed in a couple of Rashis here on the Sorashi, Rashi doesn't distinguish in Psachim between these two cases, but he wants to argue that Rashi was only talking about a specific case. He was talking about when you have a Pesach that never lost its status of being Bifkodim Zman. Let's say you had the Pesach of Tchilas HaKdashah, it had the Shlomim and it had the Pesach. Or Mafreshit, it had a dual identity. Then it didn't pass through any Kviyah Zman, you find it afterwards. In that case, It never lost its ability to be brought as a shlamim. It never lost its initial dual identity from its inception that it had the kedusha shlamim and pesach. It pops up on tesvav. It pops up whatever, right? That case, it never lost its kedusha shlamim. If it never lost its ability, it never had the yudalid had a chalos on the karban and it lost its ability to be a shlamim. It never had that. It never had that case happen. According to Rashi, that's the only case that he's going to hold that if you shechet l'shem Pesach la'achar zmano, it will be possible. In a case where it had a kvias, it went through yudal, it had it passed through the special time of yudal, it lost its kedusha shlamim. It's not going to be, he wants to argue, it's not going to be possible if you shechet l'shem Pesach. That's, again, that's a regular din of a moser carbon. This carbon is not like the kodim zmano, that it had a dual identity, and therefore we need an Akira. He thinks this is a regular, standard, generic Moser Karban. And in fact, it's a little bit jarring that the Shlomim would come, and then it would be there, it would leave, and then it would come back. He wants to argue, no. According to Rashi, the only case that you remain with your din, your Kedushas Pesach, and if you shechted the Shem Pesach, it's going to be possible, is only if it never had a kfias during Yadalit. If it never had a kfias during Yadalit, there was no chalos on this animal. On Yadalit, it never went through that stage where it lost its Kedusha, then it's going to always have that initial Hakdasha potential. Again, you can choose to do the Akira. That's perhaps what Rashi holds. You can do a play action. You can decide, I'm going to be ochre this and make it a shalom. Or you could choose to have a failed Akira. And say, I'm going to keep it a Pesach, and then it's possible. If you're not convinced of this Yisod, I have a couple of Makoros to show you. So, first of all, we had, again, just to go over some of our general questions. So, we wanted to know, is there an Isser Shinoi Kodesh? We wanted to know, just tying it all back together. Isser Shinoi Kodesh. So the Chazon Ish in Temura, in source number 75.
Isser Shinoi Kodesh again, just to remind everybody.
Sorry. So
the question
of Isser Shinoi Kodesh, we wanted to know a Pesach on Yudalit.
The shame
Shlomim. So is that an Isser Shinoi Kodesh? Rav Ilan wasn't sure. Again, perhaps where he was coming from, just to go over the question again, perhaps where he was coming from was this very question. What happened to the Kedusha Shlomim on Yudalit? If it comes back, La'achar Zmano, and it certainly does for Tosfos, it never left, perhaps for the Rambam, it's just like, you know, only Yudalit Nisan is different, everything else, it's always a Shlomim. For Rashi, what happened? What was the shift? Rav Ilan's not sure. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Maybe that's where he's coming from. That the shift from the option to Shechtet L'Shem Shlomim on Yudalit is gone, and then it comes back. He's not sure. Maybe, I'm not, again, Johnny's point is very well taken. Initially, you said, what do you mean it's possible? That's the first 7 months. Yes, maybe it's possible. But maybe he's not sure because where did the potential of the Shlomim go? Where did the latent Kedusha Shlomim go? Maybe it's there enough that it wouldn't be an Isser Shinoi Kodesh. Maybe. The Chazon Ish, source number 75 in Temura, he says, are you so black and white that there's a Kedusha that the Pesach has? It has initially Shlomim as well. He writes, it's different than an Ashram Shinitik Leviya. He says, because Shehare Kedushas Ola, Lo Chal Allah Meikara. When it comes to an Ashram Shinitik Leviya, it didn't have a Kedushas Ola Mitchila. And he says, that's different than a Pesach. A Pesach has Koach Kedusha Shlom Shehare Yachul Lo Akro, the Lo Chash Adichoy Lenin Pesach. It's not called Adichoy. It's just a shift. You've shifted the stoma. Its stoma was to be a Pesach. It was omen to be a Pesach, but you can shift it. Because why? Yesh bePesach koach kedusha shlamim. Sorry, the Pesach shlamim bnei bitgachada. They're one mishpacha. They're one household. They're one idea. The ozmin hakedusha zazeh, and their kedushas help each other. And this is borrowing from the lashon of the Shittim Gubetzes in Temura. Very important. If you don't remember anything from this Chabura, remember this Shittim Mekubetzes in Temura. The Shittim Mekubetzes in Temura writes that Pesach and Shlomim Kechad Bitkadom, the last line in the first paragraph, Dibur Maskil Tosfos, source number 76. And therefore, I would like to argue that I think it's Pashit that there is no Isser Shinoi Kodesh. I think it's Pashit that B'Shayim Mos Hashana. Look, according to anybody, there's not going to be an Isser Shinoi Kodesh. But if Rav Leib is right, that the Shlomim is gone completely, and the fact that later on you can bring it as a Shlomim is a different din, totally. It's a totally generic Moser Karbon. If he's right, then I would probably say, I would argue that it is possible if you shecht it, L'Shem Shlomim, on your Dalit, and there is an Isser Shinoi Kodesh. Because it doesn't have that status of the B'nei Bidka, Chad B'nei Bidka. It doesn't have that unique dual identity that it had before. And if it did, then if you shechted it, it would be a shlomim. The fact that it's not kosher as a shlomim, the fact that if you shecht a Pesach, on Yudal and Nisan, L'shem shlomim, it's possible, means that you've lost your ability. You don't have the din of Moser Pesach, Karv Shlomim anymore. If you don't have that din anymore, I would argue that you are over an Isser of Shine Kodesh. Tying it all together, just to wrap it up, so we had our questions about Oshrim Shin Didik L'Ri'iyah being different than Moser Pesach. We saw the Chazon Ish, and certainly in the Rishonim, we saw ample evidence to say that they're completely different by an Oshrim Shin Didik L'Ri'iyah. There was no Kedusha of Ola before, and therefore the Shita says you're over an Isser of Shine Kodesh if you shecht it as of the shame of Oshrim after you were Menati. We wanted to know, how does the shift happen from a Pesach to a Shalom? What is the nature of the relationship? So, the last source, which is going to be, we'll see in a second. The second to last source, we said, okay, the nature of the relationship, so they have a connection. There's going to be the Tchilas HaKdasha, the initial inception of a Pesach has that potential to be a Shalom. What does that mean? So Rav Hirsch says, my whole Chabura in like one line, he writes in source number 78 that a Pesach is fundamentally a form of a Zevach Shlomim. If you prefer the Hebrew translation, it is Mibchinas Hamusag Echad Mimine Hashlomim. That it is, in fact, a form of a Zevach Shlomim. The nature of the relationship between a Karban Pesach, even if you don't take Reb Leib's Chiddush, that there's almost like three stages of Kodem Zmano, Yuddal, and Lachar Zmano, even if you don't take his Chiddush, that there's two dinim of Moser Pesach. But in fact, a Pesach is a form of a Zevach Shlomim. And on your Dalit, that's a different world. On your Dalit, it's a Pesach, and it can't be anything else. But in reality, that could possibly be. We started off with the Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos. We started off with his line. What in the world did the Rambam say? There's no other carbon outside of these four categories, right? Another, if you're going to remember anything, Lo Basi Elazet, this Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos. There's nothing else, only Chadas Ashem, Ola Shlomim. And then he says, O Doma L'Shlomim. Maybe this is what the Rambam is referring to. Perhaps he's referring to the Karban Pesach. Because every Karban Pesach, I would argue, has in it, either it has in it Kedusha Shlomim, or like if Hirsch said, it is a form of, is more specific. It has the potential to be its own carbon on Yudalid that has its own identity. But every Hakdasha of a Pesach is really a form of a Shlomim. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for the cooperation and the everyone investing and asking kashas and everything. And Shkoyach.
I think it's a little different between the person understands it, and also I understand it, frankly. But a little bit some of the meaning, it's not just that there's a dual character or one status of Shlomim or Pesach. It can be one or the other at the same time.
Represent Kodem Zmano, or?
I think for the Rambam at least, this is true, Kodem and Lachar Zmano. It's that there is, that Pesach itself, like he says it, and I think that's what maybe the Shiva Betz in two words also, Pesach itself is a form of Shlomim, which for purely internal reasons, therefore, is very sensitive to the Zman. In other words, the Maisa HaKrava is what changes, not the Shame Korban ever. It's not that there are two Korbanos in one, and therefore you can either choose one or the other, but they were both there. Meaning that would also differentiate.
I would agree, yeah.
From Ashem and Ola and all those things.
Right.
But this, I think, is more, and this explains some of the problems that you're raising, which are like what happens, how does it get switched back from back and forth, etc. It doesn't switch back to back and forth in the Shem Korban ever. Just that, and maybe this is what you meant, that some of the people said, and I definitely believe this, that Yom Yadalid is defined. The relationship between Yom Yadalid and the Pesach isn't just, that this is the korban that is needed on this day. The day is defined by the korban and vice versa. So there's a lot of evidence.
The day influences the korban, even though it's the Zevach Shlomim even on Yadalid. The Zevach Shlomim on Yadalid.
So the Zevach Shlomim part is always part of every Pesach.
Always part of every Pesach.
It's Hashem, but in terms of the Maisa
HaKrava is defined by.
Is defined then because that's the Yom Tov of Yom Yadalid, especially Achar Chatzos, getting back to last week. Maybe even partially Lifnei Chatzos, because of the anticipation of Achar Chatzos or Achilek or those kind of things, is that the day of Yadalid has Kedushas Hasman because of Korban Pesach, and therefore that is Kodea Legabe, the Maisa HaKrava. problem. But no change happens. It's not that it's a joint carb you get to choose or play action or that kind
even
of stuff.
Even in the Shita, the Gamre Shlomim, it's not...
I think that's what the bidgamim. Just it's a Pesach Shlomim.
It's a Pesach Shlomim.
And I think it works out in the language of the Rabbi and all those things also, meaning the Shlomim has an option in terms of Zman, right? Mm-hmm. As a Shlomim.
It's a Shlomim the whole time. Once you're on your Dalit,
but it's a Pesach
you're
Shlomim.
In the world of the Pesach Shlomim, and then the Hakrova would be the defining...
it's the Hakrova which differs.
Element. Uh-huh.
Right. But the Shem Korban remains the same. Mm-hmm. And that explains why you can get two opposite phenomena at the same time. One of which is that you have in advance, or even as it's Pesach, there are still Shlomim elements. And for the Rashi, even when it's Shlomim, there are still Pesach elements. Because it didn't really... whether you need Akira or not, you know, might be part of this or might not. But you always retain some status of Pesach. Because it, even as a Pesach, it was a Shlomim. You know, instead of seeing
it's
it
always
as...
a Shlomim. It's always a
specialized Shlomim.
A specialized Shlomim.
Right. So therefore, the Shlomim part's always there, and the Pesach part is always there. What differs is only in the Ma'aseh HaKrov.
If you shecht the Shem Shlomim on Yudah, there's everything there in Nesar Shina Kodesh?
If you shecht it,
so
Shlomim maybe not.
The answer is thinking maybe not.
Maybe not for that reason, because it isn't really a Shina Kodesh. Again, right. You won't be Yotzei the Pesach.
Right.
It's possible, but it's not.
Wow.
Right, maybe it's not Shini Kodesh, because it's not... It was always a sug of Shlomim, Betoras Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains the Zmanim and all those things. It's, like, how can you have a Shlomim, you know, that has a different Zmanim? The answer is, and that's, I think, very good what you're saying. That's called Nosar, you know, even within Shlomim.
Because the Nosar-Pigol distinction.
Right, because it's always a Shlomim. Even Tor Shlomim is day
There's
one.
Day one,
two.
Right.
And that expresses itself in this kind of Shlomim. But what I'm trying to gain from it, to be very ambitious, I guess, is that as a Pesach, it's still a Shlomim, and as a Shlomim, it's still a Pesach Shlomim. And all that changes, and that does have to do, I think, with the Kedushas HaZman aspect of Korban Pesach, is that a Yom Adalid, we're very strict about the Ma'aseh HaKrov.
Meaning, Rebbe's saying that we're very... strict in the being Lashem Pesach, but it's not like you just failed in your Lishma of your Pesach. It's not
right.
Like you
right.
Shechted a Shlomim or you shechted a Pesach Pesach. It's almost like
you didn't
shecht
a
Stam a
Shlomim. That's if you're Lishma, you know, somehow I guess could be separate. If you could say, oh, there are two types of Shlomim, so to say, you know, and I'm miscabbing to one. If there were, I'm not sure about that even. And you're miscavig to one and not to the other, then maybe it would be Shini Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, you know, focused on the Shlomim part of this Pesach on this day, so that's a Chisaron and a Hakrava, which is even Ma'akev, and that's part of a Lishma and Pesach. Again, it's a positive Pesach Hashem. It goes to other issues.
I wonder if that would explain, we had a hole in the Tzlach, because the Tzlach wants to say that the Rambam holds... And everything's...
You don't need Akira.
I
think that works well with
the
Rambam.
Because
it's all the same thing. It's just the what changes are the Dini Akraba. But the Shem Korban is always the same.
Right. So
it's just that it's very sensitive to the Zmanim in terms of Dini Akraba. So you don't need Akira, but you also don't need... He'll think that the Zmanim are actually Zmane Shlomim. That could be.
Right.
There's no steer
right.
It's more on Bechodash to say the other way, but I don't have trouble with the other way either way. But,
right.
What bothered you about
this? Oh,
so
the Shimon Bailin Kasha, you want to ask? That's the Kasha. The Rambam says that there's a Shimon, there's a problem with Shimon Bailin.
The Tzlach thinks that
the Rambam,
that you would, if you shechted the Pesach, Lashem Pesach, La'achar Zmano, it would be Kasha.
That's what the Tzlach thinks, right?
Why don't you
shechted at the same Pesach, la'achar zman, it would be kasher.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But if you shechted, so there's no psul, but there would be a psul shinei bailim.
Yeah, I think the Rambam says explicitly there's a psul shinei bailim.
Yeah, kamishe in nasa kamila bailim.
Kamila bailim is not a right. So
okay.
Maybe Rebbe's, you know, maybe that answers Rebbe's approach to answers that, meaning
right.
There can be overlap between, even for the Rambam,
right.
Right. Who we would thought it was, oh, it's holding a shlomim after or before.
No, it's a maybe shlomim. It's a Pesach shlomim.
It's a Pesach shlomim.
Right.
It has an overlap.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't
answer the way he's learning.
Oh, not for the slach. Meaning, right. Just generally, it explains right. The
because what I'm really saying
a lot
is,
of different views.
Could, to answer the question that you keep asking, which I think is a good question, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
Which is like, how does this go in and out of things?
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, but according to Blake Malin, it doesn't really go in and out of things. It has, there are two to three theme on there. Right? And I'm saying it goes in and out of things because it never changed at all. It doesn't go, it really doesn't really go in and out of things. The Shem Korban is always the same. It was a Pesach Shlamim Kodem. It's a Pesach Shlamim after. You know, and it's a Pesach Shlomim on Yom Yedaleh too. But what changes are, right? But what changes are the Dine Hakrava, and I do think that that is connected to. I don't know what I think you quoted Noach and Shua. You know, so I don't know whether I get to take credit subliminally or not. But I'm definitely into the view very much that the day of Yedaleh has a certain quasi Yontif status. You know, it's just something that the Gra says and that the Netziv says. But I think there's way more rise for it than that, and especially for the Rambam. Isur Malacha, Halal, and I think that's a pshat in Chagigas and Dalit for the Rambam. Meaning it's a quasi-Yom Tov because of the Korban. So that powerful... So it isn't just, oh, on this day it's this, on this day it's that. It's this is the Yom... This is the Maisa HaKrava, you know, which... then again, it's in both directions... You know, which defines this day and which is defined by this day.
Is all so of that, this only sayable if you think Lo Bo Yakir?
If you say Lo Bo Yakira, then it this explains that
right.
Better.
I think does Bo Yakira necessarily think that
Bo Yakira could still be a din in the Hakrava?
Could be that specific in that sense that it needs to have a Hakrava that needs to be.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay. I still think that could be a din in the Hakrava.
Okay.
If you don't need Akira, it's because you're going to say the Hakrava doesn't need an Akira, the Shem Korban does, and the Shem Korban is the same. That's what I would say. That's what I think he means in that line, which is great. I think that's really what the Shita Bukhaitza says. Tzmura may mean.
And I think that.
And that this is like a hyphenated, but not joint or either. Or, although, again, you'll get that effect in the Maisa Kaba. And the Shem Korban, it's the same as. It didn't go in and out of anything.
And that's the difference between
Rabbeinu
and Rishon.
He's definitely saying
something. Yeah,
and I think some of the other evidence that you were talking about could be explained in the other ways, too, for sure. But that's what I would say. What
it answers a lot of problems in the Rambam, for sure.
Right.
Because the Rambam goes back, I mean, there's so many different...
Right, part of the confusion in the Rambam is because this is what he's saying. I mean, that's the Shem Korban. You know, of course, there are dinim that have to do with the Maisa Akraba, and that, you know, is where, you know, we're much more stringent, you know, much more rigorous. But, you know, but not from which dinim the
Torah
comes. And for him, there's manim all the, you know, there's manim of after, don't depend on Pesach, because it's, you know, the remnant or the.
Doesn't mention anything about the difference in
Zman Achila. That's what I think. Also, just again, it overlaps a lot of what you're saying.
Sure,
it's a little bit of a different.
I'm
definitely.
It's great.
Yeah. That will do it.
What?
Yeah, 35 seconds.
About. Yes.